Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf pei dalid,
and we are two lines from the bottom of daf pei gimel amid beis
avol orel oinein yoshev. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for achenu bnei Yisrael and the sunim atzar v'ashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos refuah shleima for Shloima ben Chaya Leia, Chava Miriam bas Malka Freida, and Nosson Yaakov ben Leia Bela. So yesterday's daf, for the most part, discussed a Tosefta in Masechta Zvachim that lists different violations for which one would be chayev misa bidei shamayim. Not misas bezdin, not karis, but misa bidei shamayim. The Mishnah said, ha'ichal asat tevel, v'koyen tomei sha'achal truma tahira, v'zor sha'achal asat truma, Zor Sheshimesh, meaning a Zor that does the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, V'tomei Sheshimesh, a Kohen that's Tomei that does the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, V'tfuyoim Sheshimesh, U'mechusr Begadim, U'mechusr Kapara, V'shaloi Rochatz Yedayim V'raglayim, U'shtuye Yayin, a Kohen that's under the influence, U'fruye Reish, or a Kohen whose hair is too long. All of the aforementioned are Isurim, not just Isurim. They have the Chomer that in the event that one is over, that Isur, he will be Chayim Misam B'dei Shemayim. Zok the Braisa Aval Oral. If someone is not circumcised, but he does the Avodah, the Oinein. Or if someone is an Oinein, meaning one of his relatives died and the Kfura hasn't happened yet, and he does the Avodah, the Yoshev. Or if a Kohen would do the Avodah, but he would do it while he's sitting, Einam B'Misa El Bazar, then there would not be a Chi of Misa B'Dei Shemayim, but at the same time, Asur it will be, there will be an Azar. And then the Brisa continued and discussed two cases where there was a machloikis Rebbe and the Chachamim, whether there's a chi of Misa or whether all it is an Azara. One is a Balmum that does the Avoida, and the other one is if someone is Hazed b'me'ila. Someone is Mael b'hektish, but he did so b'mezit. So really, this Brisa is a smorgasbord of ideas. It's literally Kala Teira Kula Regal Achas, and it's divided into three groups. The first group, which is the longest group, that's the group we spoke about yesterday, is the Elu Sheven Misa. The second group, which is very, very short, which today's daf is going to begin with, are the ones that are Einam B'Misa El Bazara, and the third group, which we'll get to in the course of the daf as well, are the cases where it was a machloikis between Rebbe and the Chachamim, whether there's Misa, whether all there is an Azar. But either way, the second category was Oral, Oinein, and Yoshev. And all three of these have in common that there's an Azar, meaning it's Aser on a Loisase level for one to violate, but at the same time, there is no Chia Misa B'dei Shemayim. Says the Gemara, Oral, Minolon. What's the Makar? That it is Aser for an Oral to do the Avoid. Now, to be clear, an Oral is someone that didn't have Bris Mila. Stating that, Rashi says that the oral that this price is referring to is someone that was Mesu Achiv Machmas Mila. He's an oral of Perik Ha'oral fame. So what does it mean, Mesu Achiv Machmas Mila? It means he had two brothers, according to Rebbe, or three brothers, according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that got Bris Mila and died. Which suggests that there's something genetic about the children of this family that they can't live through a Bris Mila. The halacha is, although Bris Mila is obviously very, very important, Nichr Su'aleh, Yud Gimel Brisois, but at the same time, it's not something that is Nitches Mepnei Pekuach Nefesh, and the Allah is, we wouldn't do Bris Mila. So the oral of this Brisa is someone that was Mesu Achvas Machmas Mila. So you have a Kohen, he's not circumcised, not because he's a Pesheya, not because his father was a Pesheya, but because Halacha says that he can't do Bris Mila. If he would do the Avoida, he would violate an Azara, but there'd be no Misa B'dei Shemayim. So the Gemara says, what's the Makar to the Azara? I'm Rav Chizda. So Rav Chizda says, Dover Zemi Teres Moshe Rabbeinu Loi Laman. Believe it or not, all the Pesukim in the Torah, the whole Teres Kayanim that talks about all the different halachas related to who could do an Avoida, can't do an Avoida, there is no Giloy as to this. Dover Zemi Teres Moshe Rabbeinu Loi Laman. Ajabai Yecheska Bambuzi Velaman. Otei Yecheska Bambuzi, the Navi Yecheska came, and he taught us this halacha. So it's a pasuk in Yecheska. The pasuk says, Kol ben necher, oral lev, the oral basar, lo yavi el mikdashi. And from here we learn that someone that's an oral lev, or if someone's an oral basar, he can't enter the Beis HaMikdash, meaning he would not be able to do an avodah. So what's the makar to the azara? It's actually not even a pasuk in the Torah. It's a pasuk in Navi. It's Divrei Kabbalah. Now, if it's in
Navi, it's Divrei Kabbalah. Does that make it the Raisa? Does that make it the Rabbanon? So that's really totally in a general discussion, whether or not Divrei Kabbalah has a din of a Raisa, of a din of the Rabbanon, but we're going to get back to this in a second. Either way, that's the Makar to Aral. What's the Makar to the Azara for an Oine not being able to do the Avodah? The Pasuk says, this Pasuk is talking about the Kohen Gadol. So the Kohen Gadol is in the Beis HaMikdash, and all of a sudden he hears that one of his Krovim died. Says the Torah, it's a Loisase. He shall not leave the Beis HaMikdash, because if he's going to leave the Beis HaMikdash, he's going to be creating some sort of chilul in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, right now, when the Kohen Gadol hears that his relative died, he's anointed. And afilu hachi, the Torah says, implying that he's allowed to do the Avodah. So we learn from here that a Kohen Gadol, he has a din of umin amikdash lo yetze v'lo yichalas mikdash lo yikop. Ha'achar shalo yotze, but if it would be a kohen hedyet, who would hear that it was meis lo meis, and he would continue doing the avodah, chilel, he would be mechalo the avodah. In other words, the way the Gemara is understanding the pasuk of umin amikdash lo yetze v'lo yichalas mikdash lo yikop is the kohen gadol who hears that he just became an oinein, should not leave the base amikdash, v'lo yichalas mikdash lo yikop, he doesn't have to be concerned that if he does the Avodah now in a state of aninus, that it'll create a chilul in the Avodah. Because a Kohen Gadol's Avodah is not mechalal the Avodah. Oh, but it's Davka, a Kohen Gadol, ha'achar, a Kohen Hedyet, who would also be Omin HaMikdash Lo Yetzei, he wouldn't be V'lo Yechalal as Mikdash Olikov. To the contrary, he would be Mechal Mikdash Olikov. Amalei Rav Adah L'Rava, Rav Adah told Rava, he said, if the Makar, that Oinein, that does the Avodah, there's an Azara, is from the Pasuk, Umin HaMikdash Lo Yetzei V'lo Yichalos Mikdash Olikov, that means in the Pasuk that teaches me the Azara for an Oinein not being allowed to do the Avodah, the Torah used the word Chilo. Now, if you remember yesterday's daf, Chilo was the magic word. Says the Gemara, V'neil of Chilo, Chilo Mitrumo. So why do we now take this word Chilo and learn Gzei Reshava, Chilo, Chilo from Truma? Which parsha of Truma, the parsha of Truma is so wordy and lengthy and nuanced and detailed, but which Se'if Katan in the parsha of Truma, the fact that a Kohen Tameh is not allowed to eat Truma, Tahira, and if he does, he's Chayim Misa B'dei Shemayim. And if you remember from yesterday's daf, the fact that a Kohen Tameh is not allowed to eat Truma, Tahira, and if he does, he's Chayim Misa B'dei Shemayim, was the Melamed to so many of the halachas mentioned in the Braisa. It was the Melamed to the fact that if somebody eats Tevel, he's Chayim Misa B'dei Shemayim. It was the Melamed to the fact that if a Kohen is Tameh and he does the Avodah, he's going to be Chayim Misa B'dei Shemayim. It was the Malame to the fact that if a Kohen is a Tful Yoyim and he does the Avodah, he's going to be Chayim Misa B'dei Shemayim. And what was the vehicle? What was the limud? It was Chilul Chilul. So Feit Gemara, if it says in the parish of Oinein, the word Chilul, V'lo Yechalul, so why do we learn Chilul Chilul Mitrumah? And just like all those halachas that we just mentioned, we'll learn Chilul Chilul to teach me that it's Chayim Misa B'dei Shemayim. So there should be a Chayim Misa B'dei Shemayim when it comes to an Oinein as well. Meaning, we should say Malahalam B'misa, Afkam B'misa. But the Gemara says, no, you want to know why? Because Miksiv Begufe, it doesn't say mefurish in the Torah that if an oinen does the avoda, there's a chilul. Michlola kasi, I know it through a diak. Meaning, it says that a kohen gadol that does the avoda when he's an oinen is lo yichalus mikdash olikav, which implies that if a kohen hedi would do it, it would be. But the point is, it's not something that I know mefurish, but rather it's something I know from a diak. Habidover abam nachlal is something that I know from a diak. The chol dover abam nachlal ain't done an oisa b'gzei reshava. You can't use something for a gzeira shava if the whole makar to this Indian is davar yatsa menakla. So if I know it mefurish, so then you can now create gzeira shavas. But being that this is a davar haba menakla, meaning it doesn't say mefurish that an oinen that does the avoida is mechalol. So even though it says the word chilul in the pasuk from where I learned that a kohen oinen that does the avoida is going to be a problem, but it's not mefurish. Being that it's not mefurish, I can't use it for gzeira shava. Yoishev minol. So Yoishev is the third in this list. It's oral oinen and Yoishev. The Yoishev that does the avoida is also ba'azar. What's the makar to that? Amar Rav, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Kra. It says in the Torah, Bachar Hashem Eloikav. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose the Kohanim to stand and to do Shiras. This Bechira, the fact that the Kohanim are chosen amongst the chosen nation, is something that's only true La'amida, if the Kohen is standing. But to the extent that the Kohen is sitting, then already not. And Being that the whole bechira of the kohen is when he's standing, so obviously he would have to be standing when he's doing the avodah. Because if he's sitting, it's almost like he's not a kohen. In fact, Rashi quotes a gemara in the second parak of Masechet Zvachim, Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis, that the gemara takes this drasha to such an extreme. The gemara thinks that vashteita on that drasha is that a kohen is only a kohen when he's standing. As if to say, when he's sitting, he's not going to be a kohen. Similar to what we saw in yesterday's daf, that the only time a kohen is a kohen if he's wearing the big day kohuna. Bizman she big day amaleim kunasam aleim. Or be'im big day amaleim ain't kunasam aleim. Here too, la mida becharit of a loyvi yeshiva. In fact, the Gemara in Zvachim asks Akasha that why is it that if a kohen does the avodah while he's sitting, it's only an azara. It's in the second category, second grouping of the braisa. It's not in the first category. You know why? Because he's a zar. And a zar that does the avodah is chayim misa b'dei shemayim. And just to explain the Akasha a little bit better. Why is it that a mechusar begodim, who was mentioned in the first category, is chayim misa b'dei shemayim? It's because what the Gemara said, bizman she b'gdeim aleim kunasam aleim, ein b'gdeim aleim, ein kunasam aleim, v'avalu Zarim, v'amar mar zar sheshimish b'misa, right? Verbatim, two lines of Gemara, Sanhedrin pei gimel amid beis. So if that's the case, freak the Gemara. It's a Gemara's kasha. It's not a Michas Chinuch's kasha. It's a Gemara's kasha. Freak the Gemara, if that's the case, if you're telling me la mida b'charta v'loy li'yeshiva, so while the kohen is sitting, l'chayres nishkan kohen. If he's not a kohen, then he's a zar. V'amar mar zar sheshimish b'misa. It's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara gives a whole convoluted teretz with shloishu k'suvim abon ke'echad e'malandin. Rashi quotes the short version of it. Ayin sham. Either way, this concludes the second grouping of the braisa. Again, the first grouping was the long list that we went through yesterday, people that are chayim misa b'dei shemayim. The second grouping is the ones that are not chayim misa b'dei shemayim. All it is an azara. And who are the three? It's the oral, it's the oinein, and it's the yoshev. The Gemara brought the makar for oral, the Gemara brought the makar for oinein, the Gemara brought the makar for yoshev. All interesting makaris. What's the makar oral? It's a pasuk in Yecheskel. Kol ben nechar ero lev ero basal yavei al mikdashi. What's the makar to oinein? I know it as a dover abom and achlal, because the Torah says that if a kohen gadol does the avodah when he's an oinein, he's not mechal the avodah. Oh, so he's a meres that if a kohen had it would, he would be mechal. Oh, so there's some form of azara. And how do you know yoshev? Oh, yoshev is a big deal because the whole bechira of the kohen is only lamida bechartiv v'loy liyeshiva ad kidei kach that the Gemara Zvachim thinks that maybe he should be considered a zar when he's yoshev. And if that's the case, he should even be chayim misa b'dei shemayim. Just one ha'ara. It's not even ha'ara, but just one thing that's worth speaking out, and that is, so the makar that an oral is not allowed to do the avodah is a pasuk in Yecheskel. The truth is, this is the second time, if you're keeping score, in this sugya, where we had a pasuk in Yecheskel that was megala something to us in this brisa. So again, the brisa is a long brisa with a whole smorgasbord of ideas. There were two halachas that were learned out from Sukkim in Yecheskel. This last halacha, the fact that an oral is not allowed to do the avoda, kol ben nechar, ero leva, ero basal, yave yam mikdashi. The other one is the fact that pruye roish is a chi of misa b'dei shemayim. Meaning, it says in the Torah that someone's not allowed to do the avodah priyei rosh. But the Gemara said, how do you know there's a chi of misa b'dei shemayim? And the Gemara said, it's not from a hekish, two psukim in Yecheskel. It says, v'roisham lo yigalechu ufera lo yishalechu kosam yichsam u'es rosheim. And then it says, v'yayin lo yishtu kol koyim b'voyim alachotzer apnimis. Again, two psukim in Yecheskel memdalit. And from the juxtaposition, the smichos, between shtuye yayin and priyei rosh, we say that just like shtuye yayin is a chi of misa b'dei shemayim, so too when it comes to priyei rosh, there's going to be a chi of misa b'dei shemayim. I think it's kedai to chazer a gemara that we saw earlier in Masechtas Sanhedrin daf chav beis amid beis. It's also a gemara in Tainus daf yud zayin, where the gemara says like this. The gemara was discussing the fact that pruei rosh that does the avodah is chayim misa b'dei shemayim, and we said what's the makar? Meaning it's our toisefta, but what's the makar? It's the smichos in the psukim of Yecheskel. So the gemara said, "Amalei Ravina lo Ravashi." Ravina told Ravashi, "Hi, adoloi osi Yecheskel my amra." Says the makar is Yecheskel? So tell me, before Yecheskel came around, how did anyone know this halach? How did anyone know before Yecheskel that the fact is that if someone does the avodah priyei rosh, he's going to be chayim misa b'dei shemayim? So again, who asked this kasha? Ravina to Rav Ashi. So Rav Ashi responded to Ravina and said, "Ulutamech, according to you, hadam Rav Chizda, dover zemi toyres moish Ravina loy lamadnu, ach shabo Yecheskel v'limadnu, kol ben nechar ero leva ero basar, lo yavayam mikdashi, Adeloi os po Yecheskel man amro. Who taught us that before Yecheskel came along? Ela Gemara Gemirula. You have to say that halacha. What's that halacha? That's the second halacha in our sugi that we're learning from Yecheskel. It was something we had by tradition. For us Yecheskel v'asmachakra. And all Yecheskel did was he came and he brought us nasmachtifrit. Hacha nami Gemara Gemirula. Us Yecheskel v'asmachakra. Meaning both of these halachas that we just learned out from Sefer Yecheskel are things that we had in tradition. These were things that we knew already. Halacha. Why then did Yecheskel bring this inyan? All Yecheskel's doing is he's bringing us the asmachta. So again, the fact that Pruye Roish is Misa B'dei Shamayim is really a halacha l'moish misinai. The fact that an oral is not allowed to do the avoida is really a halacha l'moish misinai. Pruye Roish, the Gemara brought a hektish two pesukim in Yecheskel. The fact that an oral is not allowed to do the avoida, the Gemara brought a mefurish pasuk in Yecheskel. These are all asmachtas. These are all osi Yecheskel's the asmacha akra. But as it relates to the ikar halacha is really something that we know. Bit tradition. Truth is, if you look in the Rishonim say, what was the Gemara's kasha? Omali Ravina the Ravashi, Hai Adolai Osi Yecheskel Man Amram. What's the oimek of the kasha? The oimek of the kasha is because the Gemara says, it's a Gemara on the very, very bottom of Megillah Daf Beis Amud Beis, and this is one of the Yesodis in Shas, and that is, it says, Eila HaMitzvois, and we learn from there, She'ein Novi Rashoi L'chadish Dover Meyata. Right, also known as Torah Loi B'Shamayimi. But the point is, a Navi is not allowed to be Mechadish something. So the Gemara knew, it can't be that this is Yecheskel's Chiddish, because Eila Mitzvah, She'ein Navi Rashoi L'Chadish Dava Meyato, Torah Loi B'Shamayimi. Must be, says the Gemara, that there's some other Makar, and the Gemara wants to know what the Makar is. And the Gemara says, you want to know what the Makar is, the Makar is really Halacha L'Moi Shem Yisinai. All Yecheskel is doing is, he's bringing us Machdis. Just one nice Mara Makim, and that is Remeir Simcha in Ar Sameach. And this is in Hilchas Bias Mikdash. It's Perek Aleph Halacha Ches. He says that Bishloima, the second limud in our sugya that was learned out from Yecheskel, the fact that an oral is not allowed to do the avoida. I understand why the Gemara held it's muchach that even though the makar is Yecheskel, but probably it was Halacha L'moyche Misinai. And the reason is because Ein Navi Rashoi L'chadish, and that's a Hazara. A Navi can't be Mechadish and Azara, then an Oral is not allowed to do the Avoida. So I understand why the Gemara said, must be Gemara Gemiri, Lava Asi Yecheskel, Vas Mechakra. But the fact that there's a Chi of Misa B'dei Shamayim by Priye Roish, that's something that a Navi is not allowed to be Mechadish? That, the Gemara also said, right? What was the whole kasha? Omali Ravina L'Ravashi, Hai Ada Asi Yecheskel, Man Amra. What was the kasha? Can't tell me it's Yecheskel's Chiddish, because Ein Navi Rashoi L'Chadish. Must be, we knew it some other way. The Gemara Seret says, yeah, it's Halacha L'Moyesh Mizinai. Of a Feit Rameh Simcha, what's the big deal? A Navi can't tell you there's a Chiyah Misa B'dei Shamayim if you do a certain Zach. Ein Navi Rashoi L'Chadish is learned out from Eila Mitzvois. He can't be Mechadish Mitzvois. He can't be Mechadish Dinim. Here he's not being Mechadish Adin. All he's doing is he's telling you what the Oynish is. And by the way, you would think that the Navi is qualified to tell you whether there's a Oynish B'dei Shamayim for a certain Avera, because he's tapped into what's going on in Shemayim, right? L'shoyne Azov Shorah Meir Simcha. Avol midi hanoigeil le'inyan Shemayim. Otu enoi neman anavi ve'enoi rashoi loymer shehu din Shemayim va'otu alze nemash en rashoi l'chadish davar k'shmak ha'ara for Meir Simcha. Why can't Yecheskel tell you that there's a chiyah misa b'dei Shemayim? So Rameir Simcha says that you're right. To tell you that there's a chiyah misa b'dei Shemayim, there's no reason the Navi shouldn't be able to tell you. He said, Abul Amaisi, there's going to be a nafkimina la'alacha. And he can't be mechadish anything from where there will be betoitza nafkamina l'aloch. What's the nafkamina l'aloch if a priya rosh is chai misa b'dei shamayim? So Rameh Simcha says like this. We know, kom lebe derabamine, right? If someone is zoiver chia misa zbezdin, and at the same time he's mazik somebody, for example, say he's potter from mamen. Why? Because kom lebe derabamine. What about chai v'krisos? So that's Rav Nuchuni ben Akana. Rav Nuchuni ben Akana hoya oises yom ha-kipurim kishavis l'tashlumin, right? Just like this kom lebe derabamine. When there's a chiyah misas bezdin, so too there's a kam lebe derabim in a by chorus. What about misa b'dei shamayim? So Abaye Sheet and Perikei Lunairis is, he learns it from a gzeir shava, osoin, that according to Rav Nechunya ben Akana, that chorus would pater, chiyah misa b'dei shamayim would pater as well. So said Rameh Simcha, what would be if a koyin entered the Beis HaMikdash, Priye Roish, and as he was entering the Beis HaMikdash, he was chorus shirayim bali chasay. He was mazik somebody. If there's a chiyav misa b'dei shamayim by a priyei roish, he'll be potter from mamon because he'll come lebed rabbi minei. I'll leave it abaya. I'll leave it rabbi chunya ben akana. If there's no chiyav misa b'dei shamayim, he's going to be chayev as a mazik because there's no come lebed rabbi minei. So kumtois whether or not priyei roish has a chiyav misa b'dei shamayim has an afkamina l'alocha. It's included in elam mitzvah she'ein navi rashoi l'chadish, and it's for that reason it's going to be an issue. That's the first hour. The second hour that's just worth mentioning very, very quickly again. Marum Mokum Ani Loch, and that is, so we mentioned that an Oinen is not allowed to do the Avoida, but at the same time, a Kohen Gadol Oinen is allowed to do the Avoida. Umin HaMikdash Lo Yetze, V'lo Yechalo Lis Mikdash Alikov, and we learn from there that a Kohen Gadol is allowed to be Makrev Oinen, right? In the world of Pirches coming up soon, and all the Limudim and Kachim, Kohen Gadol always has its very big Kiddush, that a Kohen Gadol is allowed to do the Avoida even when he's an Oinen. Once heard from Rebbe from Yeshua, Halevi Soloveitchik and Chumash here, he said that the Medrash says that when Hashem told Avram Avinu, Kachnos binchas yechitcha asher ahavto v'aleu lo'ilo, so Avram Avinu turned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he said, how could I bring Yitzchak as a carbon? I'm not a Kohen. And if I'm not a Kohen, how could I do it? I'm like, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chayecho malani alecho ki'ilu at the Kohen Gadol. I'm going to treat you as if you're a Kohen Gadol. So he said over that the Piskarov asked, then why did Avram Avinu have to be in Kohen Gadol? Was daf is on a Kohen Gadol? Was is schlecht? Oy, there's a Kohen. Malani alecho ki'ilu at the Kohen Gadol. So the Piskarov said, because really, as soon as Avram Avinu was going to do the shechita on Yitzchak, he was going to become an oinein, because Yitzchak was his son. And an oinein is not allowed to do the avoid. Oh, but Kohen Gadol is allowed to be makrev oinein. So that's why the Eibishter told him, I'm going to consider you like a Kohen Gadol, like this, you're not going to have a problem of aninus. We once spoke out, the Radal, in an art, in his pirish, on Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, so he also asks this kasha, that why is it that he had to be a Kohen Gadol, and he brings from the Magen Avram, in his pirish on Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, who the Magen Avram said, according to the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that the akeh that happened on Yom Kippur, so you know on Yom Kippur, all the avoidus were done by the Kohen Gadol. So mala ani alecha kilu at the Kohen Gadol. Why? Because it's Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur, the avoid of Ludoiris would always have to be Ayidei Kohen Gadol. Thus, even the akeh which was taking place on that day would have to be Ayidei Kohen Gadol. Either way, we return to our regular program, which is the Toisefta. So, okay, first the Toisefta brought a long list of Elohim Shevemisa. Then it brought a short list, three members, Oral, Oin, and Yoshev. These are the ones that are Azar. And then we have two words of Machloikis. One is a Balmum, Kohen Balmum that does the Avoida. The other one is Hezid Bimeila. Rabbi holds Misa Chamin Sey Azar. Zok the Gemara Balmum. Rabbi Yomi Bim Misa Chamin Yomi Ba Azar. My time the Rabbi. What's Rabbi that holds Misa? The pasuk says, Ach Ela Paroiches Lo Yavoi Vegoimer. And the punchline is in the Vegoimer. It says, Ach Ela Paroiches Lo Yavoi Ve'ela Mizbeach Lo Yigash Ki Mumboi Ve'lo Yichalel Es Mikdoshi Ki Ani Hashem Mikacham. It says the word Chilol with regards to a Balmum not being allowed to do the Avoida. Once it says the word chilul, you could plug in yesterday's stuff. The yalav chilul chilul mitzvah. Not the halav misa. I've come a misa. Koyin tell me that he's true with the hayra. It's chay misa b'deishamayim, and it says chilul. So here it says chilul. It's giving me the same thing. Faith of name of chilul chilul minoisa. Right? Sounds familiar. Why are we learning chilul chilul from truma? Maybe learn chilul chilul from noisa. And malah halav bekaris. I've come bekaris and say there should be not a chay misa b'deishamayim. It should be a chay of karis. So the Gemara says mistaber mitzvah havalei lemelav. If you have a choice to learn koyin balmum from Koyein Tomei eating Truma or from Noiser makes more sense to learn from Truma. She came Psol Hagof, Mi Psol Hagof, because the Koyein Balmum has something wrong with his Guf, right? It's a problem with the Gavra. That's why he can't do the Avoida. The Koyein Tomei who can't eat Truma, he has something again wrong with the Gavra. He has something wrong with his Guf. As opposed to Noiser, if a person wants to eat Noiser, there's nothing wrong with the Guf of the person. Noiser is the Chefza, right? Koyin Balmum not doing the Avoida is a Psul Gavra. A Koyin Tomei not being able to eat Truma Tahira is a Psul Gavra. Nois is a Psul Chefza. So it makes sense. Teshtel Tzu, Gavra Gavra. As opposed to Gavra Tachefza. But the Gemara says, Adra, I can make an opposite argument. Me Nois Avalei Lameilov. There's a commonality between a Koyin Balmum that wants to do the Avoida to Nois and more so than Truma. Shekin Koydish, they're both Kachim, as opposed to Truma. Pnim, they both involve the Azara. Pigal and Nois, and they're both subject to the laws of Pigal and to the laws of Nois. The Gemara says, you're right. You want to know what the makar is? Chilul chilul. It's not chilul chilul from truma. It's chilul chilul from a tummy that does the avoid. Now a tummy that does the avoid, a koyin tummy that does the avoid, is also chay misa b'deishamayim. How do I know that a koyin tummy that does the avoid is chay misa b'deishamayim? It's learned out chilul chilul from a koyin tummy that eats truma taira. That's chay misa b'deishamayim. A benoch yen exe reshava. I know that a koyin tummy that does the avoid is chay misa b'deishamayim. A koyin tummy doing the Avoida and a Koyin Balmum doing the Avoida are eerily similar. And that is the Makar. So you're not learning it from Truma, but rather you're learning it from a Koyin Tomei that does the Avoida. And that is Psol Aguf Mi Psol Aguf. It's Koydesh, it's Pnim, it's Pigol, it's Nicer. Mi Koydesh, Pnim, Pigol, and Nicer. And Mamish, Dems. It's Psol Aguf, Psol Aguf. Koydesh, Pnim, Pigol, and Nicer. From Koydesh, Pnim, Pigol, and Nicer. That's the obvious no-brainer way to learn this out. Rabbanon. The Rabbanon argued. Rabbanon, all it is an Azara. Why is it only an Azara? A Makro, because it says boy. says the word boy. Where does it say boy? In the parish of Truma Tumeya. V'shamuras mishmarti v'leyisu olav chet umesu boy ki yichalalu. So in that parish of Truma Tumeya, it says the word boy. We learn from there, boy v'loy bebalmo. We'll get back to this in a second. Hezid b'me'ilo. The second place, Rebbe and the Chachamim argue, whereas if someone is mail behektish, but he did b'mezid. So again, we mentioned this yesterday, that the Iker parish of Me'ilo in the Torah is talking about a shoykeh, interestingly. But amazed, that already the Chachamim had to figure out. In fact, Machloikis, according to Rebbe, the Zechir Misa, according to the Chachamim, all it is in Azara. So the Gemara says like this. My time of the Rebbe, what is the Makar to Rebbe? Omer Rabbavo said, Gomar Chet Chet Mi Truma. He learns that Gzeir Shava from Truma, but interesting, not Chilul Chilul. This is a different Gzeir Shava, Chet Chet. It says the word chet by Me'ila, and it says in this same pasuk, v'shamru es mishparti v'la yisu olav chet umesu by ki yichalu. So this is like a little bit of a curveball. Till now it was chilul, 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 chilul. Now it's chet. And it says the word chet in that same pasuk of Truma. But the bottom line is, it's chet, chet, and ma'la halam b'misa, avkam b'misa, v'rabbanon. The rabbanon who say it's only in Azara, what about the gzeir shover? Amri al-makro, they're going to say, it says boy, and we learn from there, boy v'loy b'me'ila. So the bottom line is, according to Rebbe, what's the makar that a balmum that does the avoid is chay misa v'dei shemayim? It's learned out from Truma. Chil, chil. According to Rebbe, what's the makar? Heiz b'mila is chay misa v'dei shemayim? It's learned out from Truma. Not chil, chil. It's learned out chet, chet. The Rabbanon hold that you can't learn these gzeir shavas. Oh, you learn from Truma? It says boy. Boy means dafka by Truma, not by everything else. So what's the obvious kasha? If you're holding cheshman from yesterday's daf, Rashi asks the kasha, Tosfos asks the kasha. It's a very, very obvious kasha. And that is, in yesterday's daf, we learned three things from Truma. We learned that if someone eats tevel, he's chayim misa v'dei shemayim, chilul chilul from Truma. We learned that a koyin tomei sheshimesh is chayim misa v'dei shemayim, chilul chilul from Truma. And we learned that a tfulyoyim sheshimesh is chayim misa v'dei shemayim, chilul chilul from Truma. And the chachamim were moida. How do you know the chachamim's moida? Because if the chachamim argued, then those three cases would be part of category three in the braisa. And it's in category one. It's in the case where everyone's moida that there's a chayim misa v'dei shemayim. So Freik Rashi and Freik Tosfos that if there's a miut in the parish of Truma called boy. So then, if boy is memayit balmum and boy is memayit hezid b'meila, so it should be memayit tevel, it should be memayit koyin tomei sheshime, it should be memayit tfulyoyim. Why do the chachamim hold boy v'loy as it relates to the latter two and not with regards to the former three? So Rashi answers b'kitzer, Tosfos is a little bit more marchiv, and the answer is that the chachamim hold boy, but at the same time, tafasta mu tafasta. Meaning, they're willing to learn from Truma to Meya to the extent that the Dover Alamed is very similar to Truma. So, for example, Tevel. Tevel is very similar to Truma, right? Tevel and Truma is Hachaina. See the Asman Day Rice and Klal Aleph and Klal Beis, right? It's very, very similar. And because it's so similar, we're not going to say Boy Veloy, because Fakir, it's so similar. Even the Koyin Tame Sheshimesh or the Tfulyoin, being that you're dealing with someone that's Tame, not just someone, a Koyin that's Tame, so that's very similar to the Koyin Tame eating Truma Tahira. You're both situations where the mensch is Tame right now, a Koyin Tame, right? Koyin has a whole Shulchan Aruch, Tahira's Koyin. But at the same time, can't eat Truma Tahira, okay, can't do the Avoida, even if it's a Tfulyoin, you can't do the Avoida, but it's Koyin Tame from Koyin Tame. Balmum! Oh, Balmum is not mamish the same. Heze b'me'ilah is no sheiches. So there they're going to use boy. So as it relates to Tevel, Koyin, Tomei, and Tfulyoin, being that they're so similar to the parish of Truma, so there they didn't invoke the mi'ud of boy. But as it relates to Balmum, and as it relates to Heze b'me'ilah, there you are. So according to Rebbe, there are five things we learn from a Koyin, Tomei, that eats Truma Tahir. Koyin, Tomei, that eats Truma Tahir is Chayim Misa B'dei Shemayim. From there we learn if you eat Tevel, you Chayim Misa B'dei Shemayim. A Koyin, Tomei, that does Davoid is Chayim Misa B'dei Shemayim. A Tful Yom that does Davoid is Chayim Misa B'dei Shemayim. A Baal Mum that does Davoid is Chayim Misa B'dei Shemayim. Hezid B'me'ila is Chayim Misa B'dei Shemayim. There's a whole list. According to the Chachamim, it does say boy. And because it says boy, you have to walk that fine line. You have to balance it a little bit. Yeah, there's a lot of things you will be able to learn from here, but you're not going to be able to learn everything. The first three that I mentioned, the Reish of the Braisa, yeah, as it relates to Balmum and Hezeb Me'ilo, that already not. Either way, going back to the Mishnah. Mishnah on Daf Pei Aleph on the base. The third Mishnah on Pei Aleph on the base, right? With three Mishnahs. So the last line of the Mishnah was Zor Sheshimesh B'Mikdash. A Zor that does the Avodah in the base HaMikdash. So what's the halacha? Rabbi Kiva Omer B'Chenek. Rabbi Kiva says he's Chayav Chenek. Chom Rabbim B'Dei Shemayim. Chom say that's included in the list of Chiyav Misa B'Dei Shemayim. So again, the names are going to matter. Rabbi Akiva said Chenek. It's Misa's Bezdin and Chenek. The Chachomim say Misa B'Dei Shemayim. Tanya, learn to the Brice. Rishmol Amir B'Shmol said, Nemet Kan Vazor HaKor V'Yumas. It says, Vazor HaKor V'Yumas regarding a zar sheshimesh. And it says, over there, Kol Hakarev Hakarev El Mishkan Hashem Yomus Ha'im Tamnu L'Gvayis. This is an interesting pasuk. This pasuk is right after the whole story of Dadas Koirach, when everybody died and the whole matzav there, and the Yidden came to Moshe and they were very, very scared. The pasuk says, Vayomru B'nei Yisrael Al Moshe Lemar, Hein Gavanu Avadnu Kulonu Avadnu. Right? We're all goners. We're all lost. Why? Kol I mean, they thought that there was some epidemic that was unfolding and that everyone was eventually going to die. Meaning, Adas Koirach chepit with the Aharon HaKohen, they chepit with the Kohen Gadol. Look what happened to them. Oh, we're going to end up going too close to the Mishkan Keilu, right? And we're going to end up dying. They just got very, very nervous. They said, Kol HaKorev, HaKorev El Mishkan Hashem Yomus. Now that word Yomus over there, they're going to die. In their minds, the way Adas Koirach died. Adas Koirach died, Misa V'dei Shemayim. So they're suggesting they're going to die Misa V'dei Shemayim as well. So Malahalon, where it says the word Yomos, it means V'dei Shemayim. Afkan, where it says Vazora Korev Yomos, it's V'dei Shemayim. So Rabbi Shmuel, in the Braisa, says what the Chachamim said in the Mishnah, and that is that Koye, Azar, that does the Avoida, is Chai Misa V'dei Shemayim. But he gave us a Makar. What is the Makar? It's Xereshava Yumas, Vazar Akarev Yumas, to Yomus. Kol Akarev Akarev Al Mishkan Hashem Yomus. Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva said, Nemar Kan Vazar Akarev Yumas. It says, Vazar Akarev Yumas. V'nevel Lahalon, it says, V'nevel Novi Ahu, Oy Chilam Acholoy Mahu, Yumas. Let's talk about a Novi that comes and he says, a Nevuah of Sheker, specifically, he's trying to be Mesu Madiach, Yidden to be Oyved Avoy Dazar. And the Halach is, he's Chayv Skilo. Mal Lahalon Beskilo. Just like there it says the word Yumas, he's Chayv Skilo. Afkam Beskilo. So to where he's going to be Chayv Skilo. So, whereas Rabbi Shmuel learned Xereshava Yumas, the Hazara Kar of Yumas from Yomus, that Pasuk in Parshas Koirach, Rabbi Akiva learned Xereshava Yumas Yumas, not from Parshas Koirach, from the Novi that's a Mesis Umadiach. The Navi is Chayv Skilo, he's a Michayv Skilo. Rabbi Yechim Anuri, I mean, he's the third sheet. Mal Halam Bechenek, Afkam Bechenek. I mean, Rabbi Yechim Anuri holds, like Rabbi Akiva, that we're learning Yumas, Yumas from the Navi Ahu, Aychilim, Acholim, Ahu, Yumas. But whereas Rabbi Akiva holds that that person, that Balachaloimus is Chayev Skila, Rabbi Yochanan Manuri holds his Chayev Chenek, and if the Gzer Shava is now going to teach me to Vazara Karev Yumas, it's going to teach me not Skila, it's going to teach me Chenek. So there's three Shitas here in the Braisa. According to Rabbi Yishmal, it's Misa V'dei Shemayim, he learns it from Koirach. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's Skila, he learns it from the Navi that's Mesa Sumadiach. According to Rabbi Yochanan Manuri, it's Chenek, he learns it from the Navi that's Mesa Sumadiach. So the Gemara is going to unravel this Braisa. The Maiko Miflake, Rabbi Yishmal, Rabbi Akiva, what is the basis of the Machloikis Rabbi Shmal, Rabbi Akiva? The Gemara says, I'm sure Rabbi Akiva is very simple. You want to know why he learned Yumas Yumas and not Yumas Yomus from Koirach? I mean, this is Gzeirah Shava 101. What sounds like a better Gzeirah Shava? Yumas Yumas or Yumas Yomus, right? Rabbi Shmuel holds, I hear, Abadonin Hedit Mi Hedit, Ve'en Donin Hedit Mi Navi. At the end of the day, the Zara Karev is a Hedit. So it makes sense to learn a Hedit from a Hedit, like all the Hedyotis, all of the Klal Yisrael by the story of Koirach, as opposed to from the Navi Yahu, Oichole Macholei Mahu. That's talking about a Navi. That Navi who's being Mesu Madich is not a Hedit. So you're going to learn Hedit from Navi? To me, I'd rather forego, pay the invoice of Yumas from Yomus, as long as it's Hedit, as opposed to learning Hedit from a Navi. Rabbi Akiva, what's Rabbi Akiva's response? Given Shidich, in Lucha Hedit, Godom Yizeh. It's nice that you think he's a he's a Hedit. That's a prosta mensch. In Lucha Hedit, Godom Yizeh. To the extent that he's being Mesu Madich, he's a Hedit. And as a result, I think it's head. Either way, that is the Svaras Machloikis between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Yishmael, he preferred to learn head. Rabbi Akiva preferred to learn Yumas Yumas. But my Kumifiki, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yechim Menuri. What's the Machloikis, Rabbi Akiva, Rechim Menuri? I mean, it sounds like Sai Rabbi Akiva, Sai Rechim Menuri. They both hold Misa's Besen, right? They both hold that the Gzeir Shav is Yumas Yumas. The Shaila is, what is the din of the Navi? That Navi who's Mesa Madiach. Is he Chayv Skil, is he Chayv Chet? Right, that sounds like that's what's going on over here. Someone says, what is that Machloikis? And what we just said. But Plukta, Rabbi Shimon, Verabon. And this is Machloikis. If it sounds familiar, we've had this earlier. The Tanya Navi, Shehidiach, Beskilo. A Navi that's Madiach is Chayv Skilo. Rabbi Shimon, Omer, Bechenek. Rabbi Shimon holds that it's only going to be Chenek. So again, Sai, Rabbi Akiva, Sai, Rabbi Yechim, Manuri hold that we learn Vazara Karev Yumas from the Navi Ahu Aychilim Acholim Ahu Yumas. What's the Machloikis telling whether there's a Chiyav Skil or Chiyav Chenek? What is the din of that Navi? If that Navi is Chayav Skilo, Siddiq Zereshav, it teaches me that Zara Karev is also Chayav Skilo. If that Navi is Chayav Chenek, then the Zereshav is going to teach me Chenek. So just one segue before we conclude the parak. And that is, in the Mishnah, This shaila of what the din of Azar Shashimesh is was a machloikis Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. Rabbi Akiva said chenek, the Chachamim said misa b'dei shamayim. In the Braisa, it's a three-way machloikis, not a two-way machloikis, and it's Rabbi Yishmol, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Yechim Anuri. Rabbi Yishmol says misa b'dei shamayim, that's what the Chachamim said in the Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva says skila, which is not what he said in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah he said chenek, and Rabbi Yechim Anuri says chenek, which is what Rabbi Akiva said in the Mishnah. So what's the obvious kasha? The obvious kasha is you have a steer in Rabbi Akiva. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva says chenek, and in the Braise, he says skila. How could you reconcile the Rabbi Akiva of the Braise and Rabbi Akiva of the Mishnah? So the Gemara says, trei tanoim, v'alibid Rabbi Akiva. You have to say it's two different tanoim, v'alibid Rabbi Akiva. Masnisi, Rabbi Shimon, v'alibid Rabbi Akiva. The Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon, v'alibid Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shimon, who we just said two lines ago, who holds that the Novi that's Meisus Umadiach is chayiv chenek, he said Alibad Rabbi Akiva that the Aloch is going to be that Zar Shashimesh is also going to be Chayiv Chenek, because one is learned from the other. So if the Novi is Chayiv Chenek when he's Madiach, then the Zar Shashimesh is also going to be Chayiv Chenek. Whereas Braisa is Rabbanon Alibad Rabbi Akiva. The Braisa is the Rabbanon Alibad Rabbi Akiva, the Rabbanon who held that the Novi that's Madiach is really Chayiv Skila. They're going to hold Alibad Rabbi Akiva that the Aloch is going to be Skila. As if to say, and the way Rashi explains it, these were all Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, right? Rabbi Shimon, we know, is a Talmid Rabbi Akiva, and these Chachamim also are Talmid Rabbi Akiva. They were Makabel from Rabbi Akiva that the halacha is that Azar Shashimesh is Chayim Misa's Bezdin, because we learn it Yumas from the Novi Ahu Aychayil Machal Emahu. That is the shaila now is, which Misa's Bezdin is it going to be? Oh, that's already totally in another shaila. What is the Misa's Bezdin of that Navi? Bottom line is, it's Trei Tanoi, Valibad Rabbi Akiva, and on that note, Hadron Aloch, Elohina Nisrofin, and literally, like Matas Mase, without coming off a breath, we begin the next parak. Elohina Nichnokim. So we went through the Elohina Niskolim, we went through the Niskolim, the Nerogim, now we're going to fear ois with the Eloi Nanuchnok. And the following are people that if they violate these sins, they can be Chayim Misa's Bezin Chenek. Hamaka Ove V'imoy. If someone's Maka Ove V'imoy and he makes a Chabura, right? He causes some sort of Chabura. The halacha is, Chayim Misa's Bezin. Somebody hits his friend, he's a chayvah b'chaveh, right? But if he's mak of a v'imoy, he's chayim misas bezin, which misa is going to be chenev. V'goynev nefesh mi'Yisrael. If somebody kidnaps somebody, v'zokein mamre al pi bezin, or a zokein that goes against bezin, v'novi yasheker, a novi sheker, v'amisnavi b'shem avoydus kechavim, or someone says nevuah b'shem avoydus zara, v'abal eish asish, v'zoyme me bas koyen. So we know bas koyen, that's mizana, assuming she's an HSH of some sort, the Aloch is Chayev Srefa. If, however, Edom said about this Bas Koyin that she was Mazana and they were found to be Edom Zayimim, we don't say Vasisam like Kashazamim Lasis La'achiv, but rather they get Chenek as opposed to Srefa. Uboyla, additionally, the Boyle Bas Koyin also gets Chenek as opposed to Srefa. Ordinarily, the Boyle and the Nivala, they get the same Misa. But when it comes to the Bas Koyin, only the Bas Koyin gets Srefa, as opposed to the Boyle doesn't get Srefa. What does the Boyle get? Chenek. So what's the list of the Nechnokim? Hamaka of V'imoy, Koyin of Nefesh Mi'Yisrael, Zokin Mamre, Novi, Sheker, Hamisnavi b'shem avodas kechavim, habal eishes ish, zayim baskoyin, and a boy baskoyin. Eight people, eight sins that are mentioned in this Mishnah, all of which will be discussed in great detail in these coming dafin. Either way, the perek begins with a deep dive into the halachos of makah of avim. It's again, ordinarily, if somebody hits his friend, he's a chayv b'chaver. That's the eighth perek in Bava Kam. A chayv b'chaver chay b'chamish dvarim. Right, nezek tzar ripushav is boishes. This one iser to be chayvul bechaver. Right, iser masik. We know that. So there's an iser. Lo yosef pen yosef. You got malchus maybe. Right, the whole sugya of being chayvul bechaver. So if someone's chayvul bechaver, right, it's a very very big deal. But it's not misas bezden. If someone is maka of v'imai, he doesn't kill his parents. He's maka of v'imai. The halacha is he's going to be chay misas bezden misas chenek. Stating that, the Mishnah is going to say later that the only time a maka of v'imai is chayev misa is if he makes a chabura, meaning he causes his parents to bleed. But if there's no chabura, even though he hit his parents, then he's not going to be chayev misa. Zok to gemar, maka of v'imai minola. What's the makar that a maka of v'imai, again, didn't kill his parents, he hit them, was oisa chabura, he's chayim misas bezin. The Gemara says the chsef. It says in the Torah, maka ove v'imoy, mois yumas. It says, maka ove v'imoy, mois yumas. V'chol misa amur b'teir stam, in el chenek. Stam misas chenek. That's how you know that if someone's maka ove v'imoy, he's chayiv chenek. But the Gemara says, ima adekotolei mikdol. How do you know from that pasuk that a person's chayim misa just for hitting his parents, or even for being oisa chabura? Maybe he actually has to kill his parents, right?
Maybe add the Kotalei Mikdal, which would seem reasonable. Reitzech, we know it's Chai Misa. So Makov Mimar is going to be Chai Chenek. But the Gemara says, could that be? So could Daitach Kotal Chad Besayev Ove Bechenek? What's the halach if somebody kills a random, a strange person? A regular Reitzech. He's Chayev Sayev. You're going to tell me then, when the Torah says Makov Mimar, it's talking about he actually killed his parents, and he's going to be Chayev Stam Misa, which is Chenek. As if to say, his Misa is going to get downgraded because he killed his parents? How is that possible? If somebody kills Stama Mensch, he's Chayiv Sayef. But if he kills his father, he's going to be Chayiv Chenek. You would think it's more chomer if you kill your father than if you kill a regular person, right? Your father, you have an obligation to honor. And you're going to go ahead and kill your father, it should be more chomer. How could it be then that it's Chenek where regular Tzech gets Sayef? And of course, the premise of the Kasha is that what's more chomer Sayef is more chomer than Chenek. So Freit Gemara, it's so gedaitach, you have as a havamina that kotel chad besayef of the other bechenek. Gemara says, oh, nichel mandam chenek kal. That's true. I hear it's a good comeback. But that's all good if you hold that Chenek is less chomer than Tzayef. So it doesn't make sense that the Misa should be downgraded for killing your father. But according to Mando Amar, Reb Shimon, right, who holds Chenek is more chomer than Tzayef. So if you hold that Chenek is more chomer than Tzayef, so maybe Makavimah is talking about where you kill your father. And what the Torah is saying is that a regular Ritzayef is Chayef Tzayef. That's because it's less chomer. But if you kill your father, it's more chomer. Then you're going to be Chayef Chenek. So the Gemara says, you're right. From the Pasuk Mineu Be, you don't know that Maka Ove V'Imoy doesn't mean that you're actually a Reitzeach. So how do you know then that just for being Maka Ove V'Imoy, just being Oysa Chabur, that's going to be enough? We know Midrash. It says, Maka Ish V'Meis Mois Yumas. It says that if somebody kills somebody's Chai Misa, the Lashon HaTorah is Maka Ish V'Meis. V'Ksiv another Pasuk. It says, Oy Be'eva Hiko B'Yadoy V'Yomus. What do you see from these two psukim? That when the Torah says Makkah alone, it doesn't mean that the person died. The Torah has to say Makkah ish v'meis. Oy be'eva hiko b'yadoi v'yomus. Meaning, shema mino kolechad ika akos stam lab misohu. That stam akos na miso. So if it says Makkah ove v'imoy, that's akos stam. Akos stam is not miso. So you want to know how I know Makkah ove v'imoy ma'isumas doesn't mean miso? It's pasha. Because wherever the Torah wants to tell you miso, it says Makkah umeis. Two examples of it. Maka ish v'meis, oy be'eva yiko b'yadav yamos. So if it says Maka v'imeis, it doesn't say v'meis. Bal karchach, nobody died. Says the Gemara, parenthetically, this is a little bit of a digression, the whole cheshbon, the itzrich l'michtav maka ish, the itzrich l'michtav kol maka nevesh. In other words, we just basically brought two psukim that say, that ritzeh chai misa. Maka ish v'meis mois yumos, oy be'eva yiko b'yadav yamos. So the Gemara just, again, but Derek Hagam wants to, why do you need these two psukim? I'll tell you what. Had it only said Makkah Ish V'Meis, I mean, I would have thought Ish. Maybe only someone who kills an Ish, the Bar Mitzvah in Katan Loi. If you kill a Bar Mitzvah, boy, you chay misa. But if you kill a Katan, maybe not. Kas Rechmano Kol Makkah Nefesh. So that's what the Torah said. Kol Makkah Nefesh. As long as he's a Nefesh, even if he's not Bar Mitzvah, Kas Rechmano Kol Makkah Nefesh. Had it said Kol Makkah Nefesh, I mean, I would have thought Afilu Nefalim, Nefil Zoichet Nefesh, Afilu Ben Shmoina. Or if the child was born to 8 months, which Bimei Chazal was considered a tremendous sakona, so I would have thought you chay for that as well. That's why it said Makkah Ish to tell me for that you're not Chayev Tzrichi. Bottom line is, the reason it says the two psukim is one is telling me Ish, the other one's telling me Nefesh, and between the two you learn Nefil not, but at the same time, yeah, it doesn't have to be a Bar Mitzvah boy. Either way, we're coming back now to Makkah Ove V'Imoy. So Makkah Ove V'Imoy is Chayev Chenek. How do I know that? Because it says Makkah Ove V'Imoy Mois Yumos Tam Misa is Chenek. I know Makkah Ove means even kill, because wherever the Torah wants to say kill, you always would add the word V'Meis. That's how I know the halacha. Now, we mentioned a few times, it's really a Mishnah on the next daf, that the only time a Maka Ove V'Imoy is Chayv Misna is if he's Oysa Chabura. Now, it doesn't say in the Torah, Oysa Chabura. What does it say? Maka Ove V'Imoy Mois Yumos. So, Freit the Gemara, here's the next question. Maybe, even if he didn't make a Chabura, he should Chayv Misa. Alama Tanan. Why are we going to learn in tomorrow's daf, in the next Mishnah, Maka Ove V'Imoy Chayv, Ache Yasa Behem Chabura? Right, when you see Chab, if this is the Pasuk, this is the Makar, it doesn't say a word about Chabur. Right, if the Pasuk was something else, okay, I don't know, let's see what it says over there. But this is the Makar, Maka Ove V'Imoy Mois Yumos. See, right, doesn't say that you killed him, but also doesn't say Chabura. So, just like you don't have to kill because it doesn't say that. So where does it say anything about a chabura? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you how I know that. Amar Kra, I know from the following pasuk. This is a pasuk and then the parashas Emor. It says, Umake behema yishalmena, umake adam yumas. So, umake behema yishalmena, that means adam amazik, right? If a person goes and he's mazik or behema, he's chayef, he's a regular adam amazik. Adam amazik mamayin. Maka adam yumas, the Gemara understands, is talking about a Maka of a V'imai. And the reason the Gemara understands talking about a Maka of a V'imai, because it sounds like all it was Maka, there was no Misa, right? The Diyuk that the Gemara just made. So when are you Chayiv Misa?
for just hitting somebody? Oh, probably Makav Avimai. So we have now the juxtaposition, the hekish, between Makav Behema Yishalmena u'Makav Adam Yumas. Says the Gemara, Ma Makav Behema Ada Ovid Bachabura, just like as it relates to a Makav Behema. The only time you chayef be Makav Behema is if you make a chabur in the Behema. Dichsiv ba nefesh. Now where is that? That's three psukim earlier. It says u'Makav Nefesh Behema Yishalmena Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. The Torah doesn't just say that if you Makav Behema you chayef to pay u'Makav Nefesh Behema. So over there it says nefesh, and nefesh Rashi says means dam, so there has to be a real chabura. Af maka adam ada avid chabura. So to maka adam is going to have a chabura. So what's the makar? Maka of ima needs a chabura. Maka behema yishalmena maka adam yumas, and maka behema we know from a different pasuk three psukim earlier. Umaka nefesh behema yishalmena. So for when it comes to being maka behema, it has to be asa chabura. So too when it comes to maka of ima, it has to be avid chabura. But the Gemara says maskeflo Rabbi Yirmiya. Rabbi Yirmiya asks the kasha el meyato ibazoi. Meaning, did you just say, right, the Gemara is like doing a come again. You just said that the only time you chayev for being maka behema is if you are isa chabura? So let's say somebody beats somebody's animal to a pulp and he makes it weak and now all of a sudden it loses half its value. Oh, you're not chayev? Because you are an isa chabura? Right, hikrisha bavonim. You put these heavy bricks on top of it and you made it, you're going to tell me you're not. It can't be. Right? It just can't be. Ellen, Eino, Eino, Nefesh Behema, you're 100% right. There's no Tanai in the world that when it comes to Maka Behema, Odom Amazik Momin, you have to be Oysa Chabur. So, it says in the Torah, Maka Nefesh Behema Yishalmena. You have to say that that word Nefesh, which is mentioned by Maka Behema, doesn't really belong by Behema. It belongs somewhere else. Im Eino, Eino, Nefesh Behema, Doinami, Akrisha Ba'avonim, Chai, because it's partial if you Makshra Ba'avonim, you're going to be Chai. So, Tanai, Eino, Nefesh, Odom, you have to apply it somewhere else. And where you're going to apply it, you apply it when Nefesh Odom. And you're going to say that when it comes to Maka Adam, when it comes to Maka Adam Yumas, it's over there that the halacha is going to be Nefesh. Oh, Nefesh means Dam, Dam means Chabura. That's how you know it has to be B'chabura. So again, what's the Makar, the Maka of Ima, it has to be B'chabura? Because it says Maka Nefesh Behema Yishalmena, and there's no way there's a Tanaya Maka Behema Yishalmena of Nefesh, and Eino Inyi La Behema, Tanayu Inyi La Adam. So the Gemara says once, like, if you're holding Cheshben, Elo Hekei Shalomali. So what do I do with Takish? Meaning, first the Gemara thought that the Makar is, I learned it from Behema. That Behema needs Chabura, so too Maka Aviv Ima needs Chabura. What was the Hekish? Umaka Behema Yishalmena, Umaka Adam Yumas. But then the Mara said, no, because Behema doesn't need Chabura. So how do I know Maka Aviv Ima needs Chabura? And Eino Inya Behema today in Lod. But it has nothing to do with the Hekish. And nothing to do with the Hekish. So for the Gemara, if it has nothing to do with the Hekish, what then do I use the Hekish for? And for the Gemara, look at the Tanya. I need it for the following Braisa. The Bei Chizkiya. And this is not just any Braisa. It's a Braisa that was taught in the Yeshiva of Chizkiya. What is that? So the Gemara assumes that we're going to know what this is. And the truth is, could be we should. What's Tana de Bechiskiya? Tana de Bechiskiya said a great halacha. Tana de Bechiskiya said that there's halacha of Kamli B'derabimine, meaning if someone's over a Chayvim Mises Besin, and at the same time he does something which is Chayv Mammon, we say Kamli B'derabimine. Tana de Bechiskiya's chiddush was that this halacha of Kamli B'derabimine is true even if the person did Daver B'shoigig. Even if he did it in a way where he's not going to be chayav misa, right? Shaloi b'hasra. The halach is he's still going to be pater. That's something Tana Vechizkiya learned. And the makar to Tana Vechizkiya was, he learned it from a hekesh. It says, Maka behem yishalmena, this hekesh, umaka adam yumas. So Tana Vechizkiya said, just like Maka behem yishalmena is true, whether you did it b'shoigig b'mezid, b'oinus b'ratzin, right? Adam word la'olam. So you're always going to be chayav mamin. So Maka behem yishalmena, so too, when it comes to Maka Adam Yumas, where you're going to be potter from Mammon, I'll come maybe the Rabbi Mene. It doesn't matter if you are a Maka Adam and Mezid, if you are a Maka Adam Meshoigig, you're always going to be potter. So, you want to know what we use the Braisa for? The Grace Alacha that's learned to Parakeet Linaitis and all the Sugas of come maybe the Rabbi Mene, I need it for Tana Vechizkiya. But the Mara says, Honey, Chlaman, this is Tana Vechizkiya. That's all good if you all like Tana Vechizkiya. Now everybody agrees with this Chiddish. El, Manda, less than Tana Vechizkiya, if you don't have Tana Vechizkiya, so what am I going to do with that? Hekish. So the Gemara says, I'll use the Hekish for something else. Ma Maka Behema L'Refuah Potter. Just like if someone's Maka Behema L'Refuah, he's going to be Potter. Af Maka Adam L'Refuah Potter. If someone's Maka Adam L'Refuah, he's Potter. So if someone is Maka his father, but he does it because he's a doctor, let's say. He does it for Refuah. The halacha is, he's going to be Potter. And the truth is, the Bnei Yeshiva already were Mesupik about this halacha. Ben Maushi Akis Dam L'Aviv. So in the olden days, a very popular form of medical treatment was Hakaz HaSadam. And the Bnei Yeshiva had a Shiloh. Could a son, a doctor, a bloodletter, be makis dam for his father? Rav Masna said, yeah. Because it says, meaning, you would assume that you would want someone to do it for you. Your father probably wants you to do it, and therefore it's okay. Rav Dimi bar Chinina Amar, Maka Adu Maka Behem. You learn it from this hekish. Ma Maka Behem L'Rafua Potter. Just like if someone's Maka Behem L'Rafua, he's not considered a Masik. He's going to be Potter. There's no Yishamena. Af Maka Adam L'Rafua is going to be Potter. The Gemara says Rav Leishavik Lebrei LeMishkol LeSilva. Rav once had a splinter. And he needed somebody to take it out. Son said, hey, let me take it. I have it. He said, no, don't take it. Because he was afraid that while he's removing the splinter, he would be oisach habura, and he would violate mak of v'imai. Mar brei de ravina, le'shavik le'brei le'miftach le'kifsa. He had some sort of like pus pimple. There was some pimple that needed to be released, and he didn't want to let him pop it. Dilma chavol, because he was afraid that he's going to make a chavola, the havale shigig asisir. And even though he wasn't doing a b'mezid, he's doing a b'shoigig, and he didn't want him to. But the Gemara says, yihachi achar nami. He shouldn't let anyone do it. Meaning, you're worried about this shoygeig of being... You're not allowed to be... Right, let's get one thing clear. You can't be oisach habur in anybody. Maka over the imai, where you're oisach habur, you chay miso. Ordinarily, you're only a chayvel b'chaveroi, but it's always going to be osir. So if Mar Brei Ravina was worried, so why did he go to even... He should have gone to anybody. He should have been concerned. So the Gemara says, no, it's very different, because achar is shigig aslav. If someone else would have done a b'shoygeig, okay, so b'shoygeig, he was over the lav, which lav... Lo Yosef Pen Yosef, as opposed to Benoy Shigigas Chenek. This is already a question of Mises Bezdin, and being that this is a question of Mises Bezdin, so here already was going to be more Chomer. So even though the Gemara just said that it sounds like a son is allowed to be Makis down for his father, but then the Gemara brings Maisi Yos Lister, right? A bunch of stories that seem to contradict the Halacha. Rav, Mar Brei de Ravina, but it seems like this was more Mili de Chasidus, that they didn't want their sons to even engage on any level because of a concern that maybe they're going to come to do more than they're supposed to do, and they were just being very sensitive to this inyan. But really, if you do a little refu, it's mutter, and what's the makar to that? It's learned that from the Hekish. It says, Umaka behemi yishalmena, umaka otam yuma. So what's the recap of the first amud of the sugya of maka ova v'ima maysumas? Taloch is, if somebody kills somebody, yischayim yisiz bezden, yischayiv, sayif. If somebody hurts somebody, he's maka him, that's a chayv b'chaveroi. There's a lav of Yosef and Yosef. He's also chayev mamin shein emol chay b'chamisha dvarim. Nezek tzar ripush avos bishus. That's all true for regular people. When it comes to a father and a mother, this whole sugya gets incredibly upgraded. Maka ova v'imay moisumas. What does that mean? If somebody hits his father or his mother and he's oisach habura, the halach is he's going to be chayev misa. Which misa? He's going to be chayef chenek. What's the makar to this? It says in the Torah, maka ova v'imai mois yumas. It doesn't say he killed him. It just says maka. Right, wherever maka means he killed him, the Torah will say that he killed him. Maka nefesh ishu meis mois yumas. Oy be'eva hiko b'yada v'yamos. Here it doesn't say that. Here it just says maka ova v'imai. So I know all he did was hit him. It says mois yumas. Tam yisus chenek. So I know even if he doesn't kill him, he's going to be... How do you know he has to be oisach habura? So that's not mefurish anywhere. In fact, it's like from the most obscure possible sources. It says umakin nefesh behema yishamena v'im enoy inyon lenefesh behema t'neyo inyon lenefesh ove v'imai. So if someone's maka, but not just maka, he's makin nefesh ove v'imai. Where do I know that? Because it says it by behema, and it can't be true by behema, because a krisha v'avonim for sure is going to be a mazik. Therefore, I know maka ove v'imai, even if he didn't kill him, he was oisach habura, he's going to get stam misa. Stam misa, of course, is chenek. So just to end today's share with one ha'ara, and I just want to preface the ha'ara by thanking Menachem Wilimowski, but one ha'ara, and it's a Reb Kiva Eger. This Reb Kiva Eger is in Shailos Tshuvos Reb Kiva Eger. It's a Madura Tinyana. It's Simen Kuf Chav Tes. And really, it's a Kushya Atsuma that was asked by the Shoyal to Reb Kiva Eger. And the reason we're speaking this out is, number one, because it's a Kushya Atsuma, but also it very much ties into Rei that we spoke about last week. And that is, the Shoyal asked Reb Kiva Eger the following question. It says in the Torah, Maka Ova V'imai Mois Yumas. Now we know that means that if someone's Maka Ova V'imai and he's Oisach Habura, he's going to be Chayiv Stam Misa, which is Chenek. But the Gemara in the Shakla V'Tarya, in real time, until it came to the Maskana, entertained the possibility that maybe Maka Ova V'imai Mois Yumas means that a child is chayiv chenek for killing his father or for killing his mother. Meaning, ema ad katal mikto. Maybe he actually has to kill him. So the Gemara's first reaction was, that can't be. Why? Because if somebody kills a random person, A regular Ritzeach is Chayiv Saif. Makov of the Imoy is Chayiv Chenek. Chenek is less Chama than Saif. So it'd be as if the Torah is saying that if somebody kills Ovav Imoy, his Oynish is actually going to be less than the Oynish of killing a regular person, right? It's impossible. But the Gemara says, yeah, that's a good Ha'ara. That's a good comeback. That makes this Kasha dead on arrival if you hold that Saif is more Chama than Chenek. But according to Reb Shimon, that holds that Chenek is more chamer than Saif. So maybe Maka Ovav Imay Moisumas means that the child killed his father or his mother. And what the Torah is saying is that although ordinarily a Reitzeach is Chayef Saif, this Reitzeach is Oynish is going to be upgraded. And instead of him being Chayef Saif, he's going to be Chayef Chenek. That was the Gemara's Kasha. And the Gemara said, I hear. And based on that, the Gemara had to really go in a direction to try to answer this Kasha. So the Shoyul, whose name was Reb Feivel Tumim, he asked Reb Kiva Eger a bomba Kasha. He said, I want to ask you a question. So you're telling me the Gemara at this point, right, freeze the screen, has a havamina, that when it says makov of imam isumas, it means a child that kills his father. I would narrowly write Seach is chayef saif. Yeah, but this is his father. And because it's his father, here it's going to be more chamer. It's not going to be saif. It's going to be chenek. Makes sense, right? You kill a regular person, chayef saif. You kill your father, it's more stringent. And as a result, you're going to be chayef chenek. Fake the shayol. How do you know that this man that this person killed is really his father? So a child killed his quote-unquote father. How do you know he's his father? The answer is, it's Gemara Chulun Daf Yud Aleph. The Gemara says, being that Roiv Bilas Acher Abal, so Roiv teaches me that you're allowed to assume that for sure, if this is your mother's husband, so presumably this is your father. But the Shoyul said that according to Rabbeinu Tam, that Tois is born on Daf Peyam Adays, where Rabbeinu Tam said that even though on Kol HaTayru Kula Acher Rabam Lahatos, but you're not allowed to use a Roiv to give a person a Misa Chamura over the Misa than he otherwise would have gotten. Right, what was the case for Rabbeinu Tam? Haniskolim Ben Israf. With an iskalm and the disrufim all got samish. So the halach is yodunu b'misakalo. Freit Rabbeinu Tam, why misakalo? It should be pitl b'roiv. So whatever the roiv is, that's what it should be. And Rabbeinu Tam said his grace yisoy that it repeats elsewhere in Shas, and that is that you don't use pitl b'roiv to upgrade a person's miso. A person's miso, whether he's chai miso or not, roiv can do. But to dictate which miso, that roiv's already not allowed to do. So freit the shayot to Reb Kiva Eger, Reb Feivel Tumim. If that's the case, what was the Gemara's havamina? The mak of imam esumas means where he killed his father, and kamash malon, that his misa gets upgraded from Saif until Chenek. How do you know he's his father? It's only based on Roif. So basically, you're using the Roif to say that instead of getting Saif, you should get Chenek. Ein Holchin, Acher HaRoif, when it comes to determining what misa a person is supposed to get. So Kidega wrote back, Yishmaki Kasha, but I have four terutzim to this Kasha. That's what Kidega wrote back. I have four terutzim to this Kasha. I'll mention two. The first, which is the most obvious, Reb Kivega said, is that the reason Rabbeinu Tam said that you can use Roif to determine what Misa a person is supposed to get is because there's no Makar. Meaning, Rabbeinu Tam felt that in the Makar of Achir Rabban Lahatois, there is no Makar that will tell me that Roif can dictate what Misa a person is supposed to get. If the halacha would have been, said Reb Kivega, that Maka Ova V'imoy Mois Yumas Bechenek, we would say that Dos Alein is the Makar that you could use Roiv to determine what Misa is supposed to get. Meaning, Lefi HaEmes, Rabbeinu Tam is telling you that I know there's a din of Roiv. As far as I'm concerned, that should not include dictating what Misa a person is supposed to get. I certainly don't have a Mefarish or Makar for that. And if that's the case, I can't use Roiv to tell me what Misa a person is supposed to get. If Maka Ovav Imay would mean that the child killed his father, then Dos Alein Volt Gevein the Makar, that there's a concept of going Basar Roy to take a person from Saif to Chenek to upgrading a person's Misa. And then Faket, then Rabbeinu Tam's Alocha Taka wouldn't be true. But the bottom line is, said Rabbi Kivegil, Lefum Riyata, that's the Muscho Rishon. Rabbeinu Tam only said what he said because there is no Makar, but Avifol Maka Avavi Imoy would be Bechenek Davka when you kill Dos Alein Volt Gevein the Makar. The second teretz that I think is kedai to mention is Reb Kivega's third teretz. And this teretz, Reb Kivega says, a very, very big yisoid, and Ezer Hashem, it's going to sound familiar. And that is, ok, Reb Kivega, that yesh loymar a different mahalach. And that is, it's true Rabbeinu Tam said to yisoid that you can't use roiv to dictate what misa's bezin a person's supposed to get. But that would only be an issue if the whole matara of the roiv is telling me what mitzvahs bezin the person's supposed to get. But let's say you have a roiv that's going to paskin something. And now I want to cut and paste. I want to broadly apply the roiv. And one of the things that I'm going to apply the roiv to is to what mitzvahs bezin a person's supposed to get. It's posh, it said Rabbi Kiva Eger, that that's something that you would be allowed to do. Meaning, when all the roiv is doing is telling me that instead of giving this person sayif, give him chenek. Instead of giving this person sreifer, give him skila. I can't use roiv for that. That Rabbeinu Tam said is a rule. That's not something that I'm allowed to do. But when it comes to a roiv, where the roiv is going to have a broader application, and I'm going to now say that, oh, I have a roiv. I'm using the roiv for A, B, and C. I also want to use it now for D, to dictate what misa the person's supposed to get, to upgrade him from sayif to chenek, to upgrade him from sreif to skilo. That's something already that I'd be allowed to do. So said Rabbi Kiva Eger, haniskolim bin esrof, in the case of Rabbeinu Tam, it's only negeya whether this person should get skilo, should get sreif. Two people got mixed up on death row. One of them is chayv skilo, the other one is chayv sreif. We can't figure out which is which, right? One person's supposed to get the electric chair, the other person's getting lethal injection. I don't know what's what, right? Okay, so then, all right, it's only negeya what Mises Bezdin this person is supposed to get. If it's only negeya what Mises Bezdin that this person's supposed to get, al zeh nemar Rabbeinu Tam's Yisoid, you can't use the right. But whether or not this child who just hit his father, or he heard it hit some inish da'alma, it's not only negeya whether he should be chayef sayef now as a regular itzeh, he should be chayef chenek for killing his father. It's Negeir, is he his father? Right, it's Negeir, keep it up. It's Negeir a million things. Is he a father, is he not your father? Look, it's Yerusha. Think about all the dinim that this is Negeir. So said Rabbi Kiva Eger, this Roiv is already in Avekishtel to Roiv. Roiv bilasachar about paskins as a tata. Once we paskin is a tata, so that's it, he's your father. And we can avad apply that Roiv to dictate which Misa. If the whole heft of the Roiv is to tell you which Misa, al zeh nemar, the chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam. But that Roiv over here of Roiv bilasachar about, that's what Roiv bilasachar about. I was telling you that you should get chenek instead of saif if you kill him. No, he's telling you he's your father. Where's it again? Your father learned your day, simin reish mem, and go from there. You'll see where it's negay. There's a lot of different halachas, and being that it's negay, all these different halachas, Avada said Reb Kiveger over here, this yisoid is not going to apply. Reb Kiveger says, I'll prove it to you. He says, if you need proof, I'll prove to you this chiddush. So I'll prove it to you. A father has an obligation to do pinyan aben for his son, right? He has an obligation to do pinyan aben. We can even slap money out of him, maybe. Maybe he's not his father. Right? And by the way, you'll talk about his roif. What do you mean, roif bilasach rabal? Ain't hocha mama nachar roif. We paskin like Shmuel. Ain't hocha mama nachar roif. So how are you going to go based on a roif bilasach rabal to be mechayiv the father to do pinyan aben? What it happened to ain't hocha mama nachar roif? The Torah says, ain't hocha mama nachar roif, zok Reb Kiva Eger. That's when the roif is paskinning dine mamanis. This roif is not paskinning dine mamanis. The roif is paskinning as er is the tata. Once he's the tata, so immediately he's chayiv and pinyan aben. The roif over here said Reb Kiva Eger is paskinning as the tata. Once he's the tata, there could be a chiyuv chenek. The Rabbeinu Tam's roif is paskinning, which means his best in his chayiv. This roif is not telling, it's an application of it, but it's not paskining the misa. This roiv is paskining what? This roiv is coming to paskin. This roiv is coming to paskin, which that he's the father. Once we paskin that he's the father, at that point it's not going to be again. The emes is, it's pashit, that this Reb Kiva Eger's teretz would also be miyashiv the kushyas ha'olam that the Oinig Yontev brings. Right, the Oinig Yontev brings the kushyas ha'olam. Very similar kasha to the Shoyl's kasha Reb Kiva Eger. All these kashas are very, very similar. The Oinig Yontev brings the kushyas ha'olam, and that is, the halach is a bas koyin, that's mezana, is chayiv sreifa. Eish hasish, that's mezana, gets chenek. We just saw it in our Mishnah. But the Bas Koyin, she already gets Reifa. Not the Zoymeme Bas Koyin and not the Boyo Bas Koyin, right? All in the Mishnah we just learned. But the Bas Koyin Alain, she gets Reifa. Is Makshin Oilam, how could you give the Bas Koyin Reifa? How do you know she's a Bas Koyin? Oh, because the father, Rabbi Lasakaba, Rabbeinu Tam said that you can't go Basra. It's mom is the same kasha, mamish. The teretz is because again the Roiv is not paskining straight for the Roiv is paskin as the tata. Once he's the tata, so good. So the tata's a koyin, and you and me so vio him chalalas. Memela, you're gonna end up getting straight from. Now again, if this Reb Kiva Eger sounds familiar, it's because this Reb Kiva Eger we've spoken about many times over the years, the Meshech HaDoiris, and it's in another Chuvas Reb Kiva Eger. It's funny, the two Chuvas Reb Kiva Egers don't talk to each other. It's two separate Chuvas that he wrote to two different Gedoyli Yisrael with regards to the two bumba kashas that were asked. But the other one is in Simen Kuf Ches, and this was asked in the context of the sugi of Takfu Koyin. So we're not going to go into Takfu Koyin now. But if you remember the case, right? Kafatz Echam and Aminuyin. So somebody was doing Maisa Behem, and then one of the animals that he counted already jumped back in. So the Allah is Kulam Peturois, right? Because once you count an animal, you can't count it a second time. So you can have 100 animals in and knocks it out. Because if one of these is an animal that's part of a Maisa Behem, you can't have Maisa Behem. So all the Rishayim asked the kasha, why don't you say Bittel Beroy? You have 100 of them that are not Menuyim. One is a Manuy. Okay. So why is this different than any Chulin Yerideya case? So say Bittel Beroy. Since you do with the Rush. What did the Rush say? The Rush said, because even though it's true, the Taisis Rush, that there's Allah of Roy, but Roy doesn't make Vada. Right, Roiv is midei sveik aloi nafka. And being that when it comes to Maisa Behemah, there's a din of Asiri Vadai, v'loi Asiri Safik, so therefore, even though there's a Roiv won't give you Vadai, therefore you won't be able to be mafish Maisa Behemah. So, kidei, gern the tshuva, ask. He said, if that's the case, let me ask you a kasha. The halacha is a treifa, an animal that's a treifa is possible in Maisa Behemah. So, picked up, kidei, how can you ever be mafish Maisa Behemah? You should never be able to be mafish Maisa Behemah. Because maybe the animal that you want for Maisa Behemah is going to be a treifa. Oh, so you'll tell me because roiv animals are not treifas, right? That's how you're allowed to drink milk. Why are you allowed to drink milk? Oh, it's because roiv animals are not treifas, right? You can't drink milk of a treifa. It's based on a roiv. But you tell me you can't go bust a roiv when it comes to ma'aseh behemah. That's the rosh. Because asiri vada v'lei asiri safik. Zokab kivega, this vart. He says, it's true, there's a halacha, the asiri vada v'lei asiri safik. That means that if you want to use a roiv to paskin right now, yeah, shaykh to ma'aseh behemah or not shaykh to ma'aseh behemah, I can use a roiv for that. Because asiri vada v'lei asiri safik, and even when there's a roiv, midei sveiko lo nafka. But as it relates to an animal, is this a treif or not a treif? It's not only negei a ma'aseh behemah, it's negei, is it a kosher animal? It's negei, can I milk it and put the milk in my coffee? So being that it's negei, a yeah treif and this treif, a grada, I'm going to apply it now to the laws of Maisa Behemah. That's not, this is the Yisoid Rav Kivega says in Tshuvas Kuf Ches. It's all Madura Tinyana. The other one is in Kuf Choftes. This grossy Yisoid from Rav Kivega. But the emes is just to come full circle, right? We're almost up to Perek Helik, so we're going to be learning Agadita for the next month. So just to come full circle, and that is, we spoke out the other day, a Kushya Atzuma from the Beis Yitzchak. Remember the Beis Yitzchak's kasha? Beis Yitzchak has the kasha that the Mishnah says, and daf pei alef amen alef. Mishan is chai b'shnei mises bez, and nidu b'chamur. What was the case? The case was where somebody was already nigmar dinoi in Bezdin, that he's chayev misakala, let's say he's chayev chenek, and now all of a sudden, two edim come, and they want to be mechayev him skila. Okay? So the halach is, mishan is chayev b'shnei mises bezdin, nidu b'chamur. Meaning, if now he does skilo, he gets upgraded from chenek to skilo. What was the chiddush? The chiddush was he was already a gavik tail. They already passed in these chayv chenek. So make a tesi, you can judge him again. Kamash mulan that we judge him again. Freak the heilige beis Yitzchak. He said, a bomba fin akasha. He said, I want to ask you, this gavik tail, who was already chayv chenek, when they passed in these chayv skilo, had they determined he was chayv skilo? There was a Sanhedrin Ketana, there was a Bezdin Shachav Gimel, and Roiv the Bezdin said that he's chayv skilo. Right? It had to be right, by the way. Couldn't be all of them, because if all the Dayanim say Chayiv Yizaka. So the case is where it was right. That means you're using Roiv, Achri Rabam Lahatis, to do what? You're using Roiv, Achri Rabam Lahatis, to change his Misa from the Misa Kala, which is Chenek, to the Misa Chamura, which is Skiva. Rabbeinu Tam said you can't use Roiv to change a person's Misa. So how could it be that Mishan is Chai B'Shtei Misa's Bezin is in the B'Chamura if it was already Nigmar Dina for the Misa Kalo? Now we're given the Misa Chamura, you're using Rav, you're using Nachri Rabban Lahatos. You can't use a Rav to change a person's Misa. So we shtel to the Oinig Yontif in Simen Dalet, where the Oinig Yontif said to answer the Kushya Sa'olam of Bas Koyen. What the Oinig Yontif say? What's the Yisoid of Rabbeinu Tam? The Yisoid of Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam said you can use Rav to change Misa. What? Stam, there's like a Chayk, this is a Paraduma, it's Shatnez, it's possible. Of course it has a pshat. The word is because Roiv can take away chesroinus. Roiv can't shtel tzu milo. This is the rate we spoke about last week. It can't give a milo. And in order for a person to be chayiv misa's bezin, it would have to be nigmar dinoi that is chayiv that misa. So to get skila, you would need a gmar din of skila. To get sreifa, you need a gmar din of sreifa. Rabbeinu Tam held that bittel b'roiv can't shtel tzu a gmar din. If it can't shtel tzu a gmar din, so mimeil is not going to be the geir. So said, in a yot, avada, you can use roiv. You want to tell me you can't use roiv? Avada, you can use roiv to determine what misa. If roiv can tell you whether he's chayiv misa, roiv can tell you instead of chenek, give him skila. What did Rameiru Tam mean in Haneskolam in Nisrofen? He meant in a Taruvus you can't use Roiv. Because for the Taruvus, to use the Roiv, you would need that the Taruvus get Shteltsu the Gmardin. That the Miut will get the Gmardin, the Milo, I mean, so to speak, the Milo of the Roiv. And that's not something that Bittel B'Roiv can do. But as it relates to Roiv Bilasachar Abala, Baskoin, that gets Sreifa, to know that her father is a father, even though it's based on a Reif, Avada for that, you would be able to do that. So we said it's Pasha. That would be the Eitzah for the Beis Yitzchak's Kasha as well. Beis Yitzchak has the Kasha. How could the second Gemar Din alter the Misa? The second Gemar Din is working with a Reif. You can't use a Reif. Of course you can use a Reif. You just can't use a Bittul Reif. Because there, the Bittul is going to need to shtel to the Gemar Din. That's not something you can do. But your classic Reif Deis, your classic Akhir Rabban Lahatis, there's no reason you shouldn't be able to do it. So we mentioned that the Inu Giontif himself answered the Kushis Oilim about Bas Koy. We shtel the tzu to the Beis Yitzchak. It's Pashat. This Yisoida, the Inu Yontif, would answer Reb Kivega's cash as well, or the Shoyal's cash to Reb Kivega. And that is what was the Havim of the Gemara, the Mach of the Imoy Mois Numas is talking about. We killed his father. And you'll tell me, Lamando Amar Chenek is more Chamor. Be that you only know that he's his father based on Roy Bila Sachar Abal. So if it's only based on Roy Bila Sachar Abal, you're using Roy to go from Saif to Chenek. Teretz Zavadi, you're allowed to use a Roy Bila Sachar Abal. You're allowed to use a Roy. You just can't use the Bittelber Roy. You can't Shtout Sudik Mardin. That was the Oini Yontif you saw. That's what's not going to be okay. So again, just to make the recap, basically, the recap of the last part of this, the Oini Yontif in Simon Dalit, who said the Pshat in Rabbeinu Tam, that you can't use Bittul B'Roiv and Anaskolim and Nisrofen to give the miut the Misas Bezdin of the Roiv is not based on some obscure make no sense halacha that says Roiv doesn't work to determine what Misa a person's supposed to get. It's because in order for the miut to get the Misas Bezdin of the Roiv, we would need that the Roiv is saying Kilo, there's a Gmar Din on the miut. Roiv can't shtel tzu Gmar Dins. It can't do that. It can remove issues. Something you're not allowed to eat, we'll make believe that lab doesn't exist. But to give it a Milo, Toisefes Milo, said the Oinu Yontif in his grace, and he said, that's not something you can do. L'chayr, it answers three bomba kashas. I mean, these are all fun kashas. Three bomba kashas. The first kash is the Kushis Oinu that the Oinu Yontif himself answered, and that is every Bas Koyin gets Sreifa as opposed to Chenek. How could you upgrade the Bas Koyin from Chenek to Sreifa because she's a Bas Koyin? You only know she's a Bas Koyin because her father's a Koyin. You only know the father's a Koyin based on Roy Bila Sachar Abal. Rabbeinu Tam said you can't use Roy to give a person a more Chamadig Misa. It answers the Beis Yitzchak's Kash. Beis Yitzchak's Kash was Misha Neschayv, Shtei Misa's Bezdin, Nidim Mechamur. What's the case? The Gemara said the case is where there was a Gemar Din on the Misa Kala and now there's another Gemar Din on the Misa Chamura. That second Gemar Din happened through Roy Dayanim. So you're basically using the Roy Dayanim, the Achir Rabba Mahatois, to go and to tell me that instead of getting the Misa Kala, get the Misa Chamura. Rabbeinu Tam said you can't use a Roy to go from a Misa Kala to a Misa Chamura. And the Shoyal's Kasha and Reb Kivega's Tshuva and Simon Kuf Chav Tes, where the Shoyal asked Reb Kivega that the Gemara held that according to Reb Shimon that holds that Chenek is more Chamur than Saif, maybe Makkah of the Imam Maisumam is talking about where he killed his father. And what we're saying is that even though a regular Etzech only gets Saif, but a Makkah of the Imam gets Chenek, so Shoyal asked Reb Kivega, so you're basically telling me that because he's his father, his Misa is more Chamur. How do you know he's his father? It's based on Roy. You can't use Roiv to go from Saif to Chenek. You can't use Roiv to upgrade the Misa. The answer to all three of these caches very, very much would be the Oinu Yontif in Simen. Again, they got four terutzim into this kasha, and some of the answers answer some of the kashas. The Oinu Yontif answers all the kashas, right? The Oinu Yontif would answer all three of these kashas. The whole Yisrael Rabbeinu Tam was only because you can't have the Roiv give the Gemar Din of the Roiv onto the Mir. That's the issue over there. And that's only true in the case where there was a Taruvois of Neskolim and Nisrofen. But in the case of the Bas Koyin, or in the case of Mishan Eschayv, Shtei Mises Bezdin, or in the case of Mak of Imoy, the Roiv over there is Roiv Bilas Achrabal, the Roiv over there is Achir Rabam Lahatis. We're not working with a Bittul B'Roiv, where you need the Roiv to Shtel Tzu a certain Maila to the Mir. Over there, it would not be an issue.